There's a famous Gemara Masechtas Kedushin that asks, Ad heichen kibbud aveim? How far must one go to fulfill the mitzvah of kibbud aveim? And the Gemara says, Su'u ru'u ma'asa nachri echad. We have to learn the parameters of the mitzvah of honoring parents from a non-Jew by the name of Dama ben Asina. The Gemara relates an incredible story that took place during the times of the Beis HaMikdash. Chachamim wanted to purchase from Dama an extremely precious stone to replace one of the missing stones on the Choshen of the Kohen Gadol. The price was 600,000 gold coins. The problem was, the key to the safe was lying beneath the head of his father who was sleeping. And the Gemara says, Veloitzi Arai, Dama would not wake his father. And so, he lost the sale of a lifetime. A year later, Hashem rewarded Dama and a Parah Aduma was born into his herd. And the rest, as they say, is history. Question is there no Jewish example of Kibbud Aveim? We have to learn this monumental mitzvah from a non-Jew? So I once saw an amazing idea. We are not inferring halacha from Dama ben Asina. We are learning the tremendous resolve and determination a human being is capable of. While raising children, parents must invest an infinite amount of time and patience. But there comes a time when the roles are reversed. Parents grow old and they can be perceived as a burden. They can become time-consuming and demanding. Sometimes our patience gets tested when relating to parents. We can ask, is there not a limit to patience? How much patience is a human being capable of? Do we have a right to run out of patience? Says the Gemara, Tzu'u eru'u. Come and see how much a human being is capable of. Look at the case of Dama. This guy is not teaching us a mitzvah. He's teaching us the level of resilience a person can attain. Imagine the honor and respect Dama must have had. The Chachamim were at his door, holding bags of cash, an opportunity of a lifetime awaiting him, and he would not budge. This is what this story is teaching us. The unbelievable human capacity for having patience for a parent. And if one human being is capable of such patience, then that level of patience is possible within every person. And consequently, that becomes the definition of the extent of this mitzvah. And this concept fits perfectly into the language of the Gemara. The Gemara uses the expression, the keys were under his father's pillow, veloitzi arai, and he didn't bother him. Who is the him? So classically understood, Dama's father. Dama didn't bother his father, he didn't wake him up. But according to what we just said, the him is Dama, veloitzi arai. It didn't bother Dama that he had to pass up a huge sale by not waking up his father. He had such patience, Dama had such respect, that losing this enormous amount of money did not even bother him. It never even crossed his mind of ever waking up his father. So how does a person reach that level where he can have such patience, such tolerance for his parents? It's called the theory of absolute. What does that mean? So imagine you're at the checkout counter at the supermarket with your little child. And as kids often do, they'll start harassing you to buy them a candy bar or some other nash. You'll try various different tactics to dissuade them. You can't have it, it's before supper. Or it's going to hurt your stomach. And as we know, those excuses never work. However, if you say, we can't buy it because it's not kosher, then they'll back off immediately. Why is that? It's called the theory of absolute. The child understands that it's absolutely not available to them. The same for a smoker on Shabbos. He's not even tempted to smoke on Shabbos. He knows under no circumstance is it permitted. The mitzvah of honoring parents should be viewed in the same way. Just like Shabbos and Kashrus, Kibbud Aveim should also be absolute. No compromises, no excuses. That is how we develop this level of tolerance and patience. The Gemara in Kedushin relates the tremendous level of Mesiras Nefesh, the holy Tana Reb Tarfon, had for the mitzvah of Kibbud Aveim. Whenever his mother wanted to get onto her bed, he would bend over and she would step on his back. And whenever she wished to descend from the bed, she would descend onto him. The Yerushalmi says, when Reb Tarfon was ill, he came to Rebbe Smedrash and praised himself for performing the mitzvah of Kibbud Aveim so thoroughly. The Chacham said to Reb Tarfon, you still have not reached even half of the honor due to her. Has it ever happened that she threw your wallet into the sea and you did not admonish her? And the question is, when a person is ill, we need to invoke merits on their behalf. So why highlight the fact that he didn't even fulfill his obligation. And the Chafetz Chaim says something so profound. No one really knows what their true mission on this world is. Here we have Reb Tarf, Natana, a Gadol Hadar, a Rosh Yeshiva. He can be thinking to himself, my task is to disseminate Torah to Klal Yisrael, to help my mother get out of bed. Any simpleton can do that. That's why we hired an aide. But who really knows what their true mission is? When the Chachamim heard that he also fulfilled the mitzvah of Kibbud Eim, and perhaps his mission on this world is now complete, so they were fearful that there was nothing left for him to live for. Therefore, as a schus for him, they denigrated him by telling him that he hadn't even begun to fulfill his mission, and therefore needs more time on this earth to achieve it. What a beautiful idea from the Chafetz Chaim. The Mefarshim ask, why is honoring parents rewarded specifically with long life? Why not wealth or good children or some other reward? And the answer is, it's mida keneged mida. A person sometimes views honoring and tending to his parents as such a waste of precious time. They say, let them call an Uber. Let the attendant take them to the doctor. I have a business to run. So the Torah tells you, don't worry about the lost time. You will be zoicha tarichas yamim. You will be paid back handsomely for all the time you put in, caring and doting on your parents. And if Dama Dagai is capable of this lofty level, then we, the descendants of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, certainly should not only aspire to this, but this should become our obligation. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.